Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's time for our weekly update at the Kotel, and up next is Avi Kay, who is a guide at the Kotel for Institute of Jerusalem.
Good afternoon to all the Chai FM listeners. This is the weekly report from the Kotel. My name is Avi Kay. As you know, that on Wednesday afternoon from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. I do a shift at the Kotel, and my function there is really to meet and greet people and make sure people understand what the Kotel is, answer all their questions, and make all the guests who come to the Old City, and more specifically to the Kotel, the Western Wall itself, feel more comfortable, and that they've got someone to speak to and can explain to them everything that they're looking at, the history, old and current, so that they understand how specific and how special the wall really is. So just to report back for this week, I landed back in Israel on Wednesday morning after a short trip to South Africa, and after a flurried morning of getting things done and trying to close my eyes for a few minutes, I set off to Jerusalem and started my shift at the Kotel. This week was very interesting in the sense that there were a lot of people from Europe. There were a lot of religious organizations that had brought guests to come and visit Israel, and more specifically the Old City and the Western Wall itself. And I had a lot of interaction with these groups. You know, on the one group, there were a group of Muslim men that had come in. Again, they came from Leeds in the UK, and I say again because that seems to be the flavor at the moment. There are a lot of people coming in from that particular area in the UK, and again, so respectful and so careful, you know, not to approach without knowing if it was comfortable, if they were allowed to or able to do it, and really took them up to the Kotel, explained to them what it was, showed them the different areas, and then they requested some quiet time if they can just approach the wall and pray on their own. And of course, they went and did that. And they, as they walked past me, they said goodbye and really shook my hand very warmly and asked me directions to somewhere which I actually took them to. But it was just very warming to have that interaction with those people and to seeing the sensitivity. Then there was a brother and sister who came from Ireland. And again, very clearly Christian people. And again, you could see the apprehension about getting too close, not quite sure what to do. And when I explained to them that there's a men's section and there's a women's section, and they can, you know, go, the lady can go to the one section, the men to the man to the other. And I walked with him and once again showed him everything that he needed. And the discussion is just rich and varied, asking the questions, trying to understand why the Kotel is so important. It's a wall of stone that's got different layers on it. Why do Jews hold it in such reverence? So we really had a good chat around that, and then they went on their way. And then I met a couple from Singapore, and they were very, very interesting in that the lady was from Australia, her partner was from Singapore, and neither of these people had actually met a Jewish person before and had no interaction with Jews or Judaism. And it was very, very interesting just to explain Judaism 101 to these people, that in Orthodox Judaism, men and women pray separately. And that's why there is two sides to the Kotel, to the Western Wall. The lady asked if she could go to a synagogue. She's never been in a Jewish house of worship. And I took her to a synagogue that is positioned just in the Arab quarter of the Old City. And we spent time there explaining to her how Jews pray, how they sit, and that this specific synagogue is laid out in a Sephardic traditional way, where people sit around the outside walls with the bima in the middle, the place where they read the Torah scrolls in the middle, and everybody sitting lower than it. And then we went upstairs and had a look at the women's section, and just to see the fascination in her experience, that she was able to go around and have a look and be able to ask questions freely and openly in English and get the answers that she needed, to me was very rewarding, because once again we know that we have now made another three groups of friends around the world who have come to Israel come to Jerusalem, come to the Old City, and come to the Western Wall, and had a positive experience where they've been welcomed, they've been accepted for who they are, they've shown respect, and in return, they were shown a tremendous amount of respect, reflecting that which they showed. The Kotel then had many, many older people and people with disabilities who came to visit yesterday afternoon, and I'm always amazed as to how the buses are modified in order to enable the wheelchairs to go up and down, how these older people who have disabilities, some of them not, have these carers. A lot of them come from Thailand, patient, gentle, understanding. And then you get these question like, there's a lady looking after a gentleman and he desperately wants to go down to the Kotel, but she can't wheel him down. And all of a sudden you just see volunteers coming out of nowhere. Don't you worry, we'll take him down and I'll stay with him and I'll be there with him and I'll bring him back to you. And just the breadth of generosity of people at the Kotel just to help everybody. And that was the experience from the week. If you are coming to the Kotel and you are coming to Jerusalem, it's getting chilly, please bring a jersey for the evenings. And the days are still nice and sunny, but it's definitely starting to cool down. I won't speak to anybody before Rosh Hashanah, so just to wish everybody a Chag Sameach, a Shana Tova Umutuka, a happy and a sweet new year. Thank you.